a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God alway. Acts 10 verse 2. One vision was to contact the Apostle Peter, who was ministering at Joppa. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, "Stand up, I myself also am a man." Acts 10 verse 25 through 26. Peter tells the congregation of Gentiles he is speaking to that they are of equal standing in the new covenant, showing a spirit of humility in which God is pleased to see. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. And as he talked with them, he went in and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, "You know how it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company, or come unto one of another nation." Proverbs 16 verse 18, Acts 10 verse 27 through 28. God told the Jewish people not to inquire of the strangers, not even as to how they worship their own gods. God told the Hebrew people, "Do not even think, reason, nor try to understand their beliefs. For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God." Deuteronomy 4 verse 24. Here Peter says God gave him a vision that was acceptable to share this new covenant with the Gentiles. "But God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean." Acts 10 verse 28. Peter asked Cornelius why he had sent for him. "Therefore came I unto you without gainsaying as soon as I was sent for. I ask therefore for what intent ye have sent for me." Acts 10 verse 29. Cornelius tells Peter of his vision he received from God. "And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house. And behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, 'Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thy alms are had in remembrance in the sight of God.